It's time for the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media, hosted by Liam Stats.
Welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Way, produced by the Fan Winona. Today we have a trio from the women's tennis team. My apologies. I've never had three people on at once, okay? So I apologize for if it's a little rough kind of through these first few questions, but we have Skylar Gary, Lainey Ristow.
Ristow.
Awesome. Did it right. And then Claire
Temke.
Okay. Yeah. Mispronouncing names is my nightmare.
That's a tough one.
That's a tricky one.
Now, anybody in media, I think if you ask them, what's your biggest fear? They go mispronouncing names. It keeps me up at night. But well, thank you guys for joining us here today in the studio. I'm standing. This is the first time I've ever stood for one of these because I had to find all of these chairs. But yeah, this will be really exciting. I think we're in for a good one today. Well, yeah. We kind of talked a little bit before we started. I don't know anything about tennis. So especially, well, I mean, I know how, you know, obviously how it's played, how it's scored, but I don't know how like a tennis season kind of continues, especially at the collegiate level. So if you guys just kind of want to explain that to me and anybody out there who doesn't really know.
Yeah. So for college tennis, our main conference season is in the spring. So in the fall, when we get back to campus from summer, we kind of start with practicing a lot. And then we have a couple like fall exhibition matches, in September, October, like maybe 2-3 something like that, and then kind of just practice till November to winter break, and then when we come back in January is when we really start up everything. Kind of first week of February is usually when we have our first matches and we play some non-conference stuff, and then we usually go to Orlando for spring break, which is always awesome to be in that sun. And then when we come back from that, we start our conference and go from March to end of April is when the conference tournament is. So that's kind of the year in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw on here that you guys, it must be nice that basically your spring break and you get to play tennis and you don't, I don't think you guys have to pay for that spring break trip then, you know, it's just still kind of covered, so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Easy way to pay your bill, like you keep some money in your pocket, you know, not having to spend anything on the spring break trip.
Yeah, we'll take that trip for sure.
Well, as the season goes on, I assume it's wins, right? So like it's your team plays a set of matches and then whoever wins the most matches during that, like overall, like is it meeting invitational or what are they called?
So every weekend it's kind of, it's a 4-team format. You don't end up playing all three teams. You usually have a travel partner.
Okay.
Like our travel partner in the past has been Mankato. So we don't play Mankato until towards the end of our season, but it's usually we either play Friday night and then we play again either Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, just depending on the court space and what they have available. But we've been pretty lucky. We've had quite a few home matches already this year. So we've had a lot of Friday night matches, a lot of Saturdays, and this past weekend we did have a Sunday match, so it's kind of tough going from matches to practicing again the next week, but it's ultimately making us stronger. So
yeah, that was a 4-3 victory over the University of Minnesota Duluth, right?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So you all answered simultaneously. So something happened in this match.
It just was a good team win overall. We're trying to like figure out like lineup stuff and kind of it's just early on in the season and. So I think it's just really good to start off early with wins and, you know, like they're kind of some long matches. And so it's really nice always to come out with a win, especially when it's close like that.
Yeah. I also think it was kind of like a big confidence boost for a lot of people and a lot of like doubles teams, because like Sky said that we are trying out different combinations for doubles and such. So kind of when you're starting out by like with different people, it's hard to get your groove going. So I think that it was nice for certain doubles teams to kind of get that confidence, and then same with singles, I think getting a good conference win under our belts.
And so does everybody on the team play singles and doubles, or are there people that are just singles players and people who are just doubles players? Or
so we have 8 people on our roster right now. We do have a couple of injuries, unfortunately. But the idea is everybody tries to play both doubles and singles. We start the day off with three doubles matches. Those all count towards one team point. And usually you can mix that up a little bit. So some people are better singles players than they are doubles players. So you might see them at the number three or the number two double spot. And then right after doubles, you roll right into singles. So it's one through six spots for singles. So, it's interesting.
Yeah. So it's just not something I've ever like really paid attention to. You know, right. It's especially at the, you know, obviously everybody knows about, you know, the invitationals and, you know, like Roger Federer and all these big names and stuff like that. Yes. But at like a collegiate level, you know, I've never actually like noticed it. So it is really cool kind of how that season is like is played. So is it like, so so when you, obviously when you guys get a win, it just it's 1-0, and then when somebody else gets a win, it's 2-0. And obviously it's basically how many wins the team as a whole gets, and then that counts overall for the victory.
Yeah, it's kind of like, so like Claire was saying, how doubles, you have three courts of doubles, but you have to win at least two out of the three courts to get the doubles point. So that's 1 point. And then when you go into singles, there's six courts of singles. Every court counts as a point.
Gotcha.
So that's how we win 4-3. So we won the doubles point. So we're up 1-0. And then we won three of the singles courts. They won three of the singles courts.
Gotcha.
So 4-3. That's kind of how that goes.
So you can have the match already be lost, but still pick up a couple of points.
Yeah.
Does that decide anything kind of near the end of the season? Or is that just kind of for your own personal stats?
When we get into, like, the conference tournament at the end, you definitely, I'd say if you're, losing matches, you definitely want them closer, because I think that goes into maybe head-to-head.
That's kind of what did us in, like, last year, where, yeah, there were some teams that we did, had some, like, 3-4 losses to, and then 2-5s. And so that, I think that when it goes up head-to-head between which teams are going to make the conference, they kind of go back and look at the stats and see, like, oh, compared to this team, like, for example, Mankato, how did you do versus how you did?
Gotcha. So if it's like two teams have the same overall record, but, you know, it's like a tiebreaker, they'll look at, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I think there was a three-way tiebreak last year. For that sixth and final spot in section. Yeah. So it comes down to the wire every match. So that's really why every single point matters, because it could end your season, or you could continue at the very end there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Does everybody in the conference make the end of your tournament, or is it only like the top?
It's top six.
Really?
And we have, it was top eight my freshman year, and then last year they cut it to top six, and there's
11.
There's 11. There's 11 teams in our conference. Okay. So,
wow, so it does cut off quite a bit of the last
round. It does,
Well, you guys are off to an over 500 start. So do they count? Are there exhibitions, or do they count just any match that's on your schedule counts to your overall record?
I have no idea.
So it kind of depends on what both teams agree. So we did have a match against Carleton this past weekend. They are a Division III MIAC school.
Yes.
So even though that still counts towards our record, it doesn't impact our conference record at all. Conference is ultimately what matters, I say. I mean, obviously every match matters, but yeah, it's just kind of a number on your record when it comes to outside conference matches.
So you guys, like, as a team, you could basically be like, if you go to them, they're like, we just want this to be an exhibition, and you guys are like the same thing, then it doesn't count. But if they're like, we want this to count on our record, and you guys also say the same thing, it does count.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of a sport that does that. You know? I think that's really unique. Yeah. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the same thing happened earlier, and like with River Falls, kind of near the, like the start of all of this stuff.
So
I did see there was a gap. Did you guys play that Augustana Invitational, or what? What happened?
That's in Sioux Falls. Yeah. And so we went to that. It's like a Friday Saturday thing. Where you have, so you take your entire lineup, and it's kind of like a tournament almost. You base players into different brackets upon kind of a rating system that each player has, and then it's basically play out the bracket, and you have, you know, your first, second, third place for that bracket, and it kind of just goes all the way down your lineup, and so it's as you're there as a team representing your school, but it's kind of more an individual aspect before kind of our whole season kicks into gear.
Cool.
But, yeah.
How did you guys do in that?
Everyone did fairly well. I think everyone came away with a good win at least. There's some really good teams there. There's a couple D1 like Creighton, South Dakota,
Omaha,
North Dakota has been there. So there's some really good D1 teams that have been there, and then some schools from our conference are there. So it's really strong. So I know like Laney did really well this past year. Clara again always does well. So like, you know,
yeah,
they always pull out some good wins there. It's a fun weekend, I think, just to face some really good competition.
It's kind of like getting you guys ready for the what's going to happen in the rest of the season when it comes into like the conference play, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, taking a step back here, because this is also a question I ask a lot of the guests, is when did you guys realize through high school, hey, I could probably do this for my college career as well?
You want to start?
Go for it. I guess like it was always instilled in me, like even before high school. Like I kind of knew that I wanted to continue on with it just because I started playing when I was really young, and then I was like, oh, I kind of like this, like I'm not bad at it. And then kind of when it came to high school, I took a look at like education and tennis more so. I didn't really focus more on like the big schools of like wanting to go super big or anything. I think my education was really important playing in that factor. And I would probably say about my like sophomore year is when I really started like taking time to like look into what colleges were interesting to me, depending on what I wanted to do at the time.
Were you recruited, or was it just you kind of looked around and were like, I could play there?
Yeah, a lot of my stuff was, there's always like recruiting things that like you can sign up for. I forget what the website is called that I feel like everyone has signed up for.
Tennisrecruiting.net?
It starts with an N.
NCSA.
Yes.
Yeah,
that I was one. On that one too, yeah.
And I feel like everybody, like with my coach at home at least, we set up like a profile and everything, and then you can put in like a video of you playing and whatever. And I feel like I didn't do as well on that as like I did better at like reaching out to coaches where I was interested. So I feel like for here I reached out, and some like other places in Minnesota I reached out to, but I got better results from that, I would say.
Okay. Is that kind of like the same process or?
Yeah. So I was really fortunate growing up. I got to partake in multiple sports. So growing up, I played soccer, basketball, track, tennis, and my parents kind of let me kind of decide what route I wanted to take with that. So once I got to middle school, we were able to compete on our high school team. So I chose tennis, basketball, and track for that. And I would say it was between my 8th grade and 9th grade year, I kind of realized kind of how good I was at tennis, really. So I always loved it. I always loved competing, but it was my high school coach at the time that kind of told me, you can take this to the next level if you continue how you've been continuing. And my dad was a really key figure in helping me set up recruiting profiles, taking me to USTA tournaments, which is tournaments you can partake in the off season outside of high school. And I continued throughout high school. I kept playing with private coaches, playing tournaments when I could. And I started getting recruited my junior year of high school. So I got to reach out to some coaches more at the Division III and Division II level, and ultimately decided on Winona State because they had a great balance of academics and getting to meet new people, and I could see myself being a part of this tennis program. So
my story is a little bit different. Okay. I was a soccer player all throughout like my life growing up. My dad is a tennis coach, so I've kind of always just played it, and it was my backup sport to soccer. So I was getting recruited for soccer to play at the college level. And then my junior year, I kind of hurt my knee and started to fall out of love with soccer. So I was like, you know, I don't really want to play this anymore. But I still wanted to go out of state for school, as I'm from Kansas. And my parents were like, well, if you want to do that, you got to play a sport to get out there, get some extra money, you know? So I was like, yeah, of course. So I was like, well, I'm decent enough at tennis, I'll try. So kind of just was practicing from there. And then so my junior year into senior year, I took tennis a little bit more seriously. And then in that fall, kind of started to reach out to schools. I had known about St. Mary's in Winona because I was talking to them for soccer. And my dad had known about Winona State, so he was like, just reach out to them. So I reached out to the coach here and emailed him, came on a visit, and that's how I ended up here. A little bit different, but
yeah. But overall, it seems like it's not really you guys were being recruited for tennis, but more so you guys reached out and, you know, asked, you know, it's like, I feel like your program would be good for me. I feel like I'd be a good fit for your program.
Yeah, for sure.
Very unique. You know, that doesn't happen a whole lot. I mean, obviously, people always reach out to coaches, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But in, for tennis, you know, it seems more so it's really kind of on you to put yourself out there and get noticed.
Yeah, just because I think it's more so an individual sport and more so in high school and you're playing your own tournaments type of thing. It's definitely on you to reach out to coaches. If you know you're not like the big star D1 athlete that's going to get recognized, you definitely have to reach out to coaches yourself. So
Right. Well, now that you guys are here in Winona, I mean, how do you like it so far?
I love it. I feel like leaving high school, for me at least, was very, like, nerve-wracking because I had and I still do have such a close friend group back at home. But I actually never thought I'd meet, like, people here that, like, I get along with so well and so easily. And I've created, like, not only, like, a new great group of friends, but, like a family here. Like I said earlier, we all live together. So we see each other literally almost every second of every day, except when we're at classes. So it's very easy to get super close. So I love that about it. I love the school. I'm in the nursing program here, and I love it. I think that the classes are great. My friends that I've met in those classes are great, and also the level of experience that we get to do during like this course is really awesome. So I love it here.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's a sense of community in this town. Like it's smaller to from where I grew up. So it was definitely nice coming and like already having the tennis team and, you know, yeah, they're your friends. But then like Lainey said, we all got really close and we lived together. So get to see them all the time, and it's definitely, and then people outside of that, like at school and your teachers, and just it's very much a community feel and everybody's super nice. So
I love the how it's kind of a medium-sized school aspect, so it's not too small where you feel like you're running into the same people every single day, but it's also a nice environment. Well, besides in our house, obviously. But I love that professors know my name and that I love that I feel comfortable going to them for academic help, or some of them love talking about tennis, so they can talk to me about that as well. And it's just a really approachable environment, especially on the academic side of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you were in the nursing program, but what are your guys' majors?
I am a sports leadership major and adventure education with a minor in coaching. So we do a lot of like the adventure education part of it is like educating in the community, very outdoors stuff. We do a lot of different adventures like kayaking, rock climbing. I'm doing ice climbing right now.
Yep. Whoa. I know. What?
Yes, guys, this is college. It's amazing. And then the sports leadership part is like fundraising, organizations, more like classroom stuff, that like research projects, like that type of stuff. And then it's a lot of like education, teaching type of stuff. So I love all of that stuff. Yeah. But
and you teach tennis right now, don't you, at the Woodside Athletic Club?
At Woodside, yes, I do. So I actually work with my dad there, and I teach. When I go home, I'll teach like summer camps, private lessons, kids classes, adults classes, so a lot of different things there. And that's kind of like works into my coaching minor, definitely. Started me on that, and I love it. I love teaching tennis, like if it's anyone from little kids to my age to adults, I really love and enjoy that, and definitely something that I hope to continue, bring that with through life. So
yeah,
she's really good at coaching me on the court as well too during my matches.
I'm currently injured right now, so I try to you know, if they want my help, I'm all for it. I love being on the court with them and coaching them and seeing them succeed. So it's awesome.
So sticking with the team, you know, even though you're not actually able to play.
Yeah, definitely.
You also just took an internship down in La Crosse, right, for the loggers and the steam.
Yes, I did. I'm so excited for that this summer. I'm doing fan engagement for the loggers and then team operations for the steam. So it's two different things, but I am honestly so excited for it. It's like my first like real like internship like thing in my work area that I want to do outside of college. So like I cannot say like so enough good things about it. I'm so excited. The GM there that I interviewed, Ben Kopenke, so super nice. So I'm so excited for it, yeah.
The Northwoods League, do you guys know what the Northwoods League is? Have you kind of been around that?
Yeah, the baseball, yeah.
Yes. I'm from Kenosha, so the Kenosha Kingfish are there.
Wow. I had a friend who was their PC director this past summer.
Wow, so, yep. Nice. Yep.
Yeah, I was actually the voice of the Woodchucks many, many seasons ago.
Really? So, Were you really? Wow, yeah.
It's fun, you know, it is a lot of fun. And there's a lot of teams around here in the Midwest, you know, just Rochester and obviously La Crosse right there, so.
Yeah, I got lucky enough to have La Crosse so close, and it worked out really nicely with them. So I'm so excited, as I've said probably a couple times, but I can't stop smiling about it. I'm super excited.
Well, Clara, you also teach tennis, don't you?
I do, yes. Fred Wells Tennis and Education Center in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Shout out.
yes I do. I started coaching 2 summers ago there. I actually grew up playing there. I started when I was 11 years old, and I keep going back. I mean, I've had the same private coach there for, oh my gosh, about 8 years now, and he's awesome. I've loved working with him ever since I was a kid, too, and he's really helped carry me to the next level collegiately as well. And they really got me into the love of coaching, and it's kind of the same thing as Skyler kind of does at Woodside. I do a lot of private lessons, group lessons as well, for little kids up to a senior drill. I also like to partake in that. Those are really fun. But yeah, I mean, I would love to continue coaching and teaching after college as well. If that's where it leads me, that's where it leads me. So.
Is that something that you're kind of angling for now then?
Yeah, so my major right now is health administration, public health. But I've really loved coaching, and anyone who knows me knows that I don't stop talking about it, especially at home. It's so much fun, and I look forward to going every single day. And I feel like everyone should have a job that they love, and that's kind of what I've been leaning towards. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool, yeah. Cool. Do you also teach tennis? Not
really. I do like a couple like private lessons here and there with like some like family friend members back at home in the summertime. But no, I work as a server back at home, and looking at nursing internships for this summer.
Well, best of luck. That's always a very competitive type of field. But I've got no doubt you'll probably find something.
Thank you.
Well, all three of you guys are on the SAAC, which I actually, I didn't play sports in college, so I had no clue that there were organizations like this. So if you guys could actually, just kind of give us an overview of what that is.
So basically, SAAC stands for Student Athletic
Advisory
Committee, and it's basically just a group of representatives from every sport that they come, and we kind of talk about different things, such as like initiatives. Like we just had our Slam Dunk Don't Drive Drunk initiative at a basketball game a couple weeks ago, and those are basically just things that we get out in the NSIC conference to kind of promote different things, like the Green Bandana Project we had for mental health. That was actually through Winona State. Winona State started that, and now the whole NSIC conference has kind of adapted to that. And we also, this year, we've talked a lot about just, like, showing up to different sports events, like how important it is as athletes from other sports to show up and be there for your other student athletes. So it's a really awesome committee. I really enjoyed doing it this past year, and I think the group of people are awesome, and I also think that the attendance rates for almost every, at least for ours,
definitely
have increased within these meetings and kind of just getting out there and telling people, like, hey, like, go support. Like, tonight, shout out to the women's basketball team. They have a big playoff game tonight. So we're all planning on being there. So I just think that has been a great thing for us three, at least, this semester.
Yeah, no, and from what I've seen, you know, by being at a couple of Winona games, any sport, really, if you go there with the right mindset that you just want to have fun and support your team, any sport becomes awesome to watch.
Yes, exactly.
It's a nice sunny day outside. All right, let's go watch tennis, and you get loud and you support your team. It's you're having a blast, right?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Gosh, I think I'm out of questions already. I mean, it was a great conversation. You know, we talked about a lot of things, but if anything you guys want to highlight.
We have home matches
in April 3rd.
April 3rd, yes.
Oh,
April.
So you are not home for a while.
No, so we're kind of off until spring break here, and then we go to Florida for that. And then when we come back, travel to Jamestown, and then weekend after that, travel to Rogers, Minnesota, and then...
That's a neutral site, right?
That's a neutral site, correct. Against St. Cloud and Bemidji. And then,
at least you don't have to travel to Bemidji.
Yeah, oh my god! We went there last year, and wow, what a drive!
Sorry.
Oh, and the cords, but
Had traumatic flashbacks.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
always, never again.
Yeah, and then April 3rd, play a doubleheader at home. So come out and watch some women's tennis sure. It's at noon and six.
Yes.
That day. Yep. Yeah, and then I think we have more home matches after that, too, right?
Potentially,
yeah.
Potentially?
There's one site we're not completely sure about, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Definitely April 3rd. That's your date.
Okay. Yes. All right. Perfect. Well, get out and support, like we said. I mean, if you go there with the right mindset, just wanting to have fun, any sporting event becomes awesome. You guys are off to a very competitive season. Keep the ball rolling, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media. Tune in next time for more exciting WSU sports talk and news.